Welcome to Capital Conversations by the Venture Asset Management Initiative, produced by IMD, your go-to podcast to understand the dynamics in venture capital. In this new episode of Capital Conversations, we explore specialization in action inside a specialist VC's playbook for success with Evgenia Plotnikova. This conversation is split into two parts. This is part one. Evgenia is general partner at Dawn Capital, Europe's leading specialist B2B software venture capital investor, founded in 2007 with over $2 billion in asset under management and currently deploying from a $620 million Fund 5 with initial tickets ranging from $10 million to $40 million at Series A or Series B stages. Evgenia, who is also the youngest woman in Europe to be internally promoted to GP, leads B2B software as a service deals from early stage to pre-IPO, with a particular love for data automation and cloud infrastructure. She's led Dawn's investments in Dataiku, Soldo, and Firebolt, to name a few. As technology advances and industries transform, venture capitalists face a critical decision. Should they cast a wide net or hone in on a niche? Specialist venture capitalists can leverage a focused expertise to evaluate disruptive technologies and traditional markets, as illustrated by Dawn Capital, who employ an in-house framework they call the Dawn Map. Deep industry knowledge enables them to identify innovative companies, navigate downturns, and guide scaling through market fluctuations.
As VC investors, our fundamental belief is that digitalization travels one way forward. And so that means that every traditional or every proven market is either looking for ways to innovate and to adapt, or it lives at risk of being disrupted. So the tricky part of our job is picking the winning horse in that digitalization race. Now, internally, we actually develop a framework that we follow that we call the Dawn Map, which is a tool we use for a variety of different things. We use it to appraise new investments. We use it to allocate follow-on. We use it to guide portfolio actions. We use it to maximize and drive exits. And so we assess the way according to a number of different factors that come into play. There's the market size. There's the complexity of the value chain, the KPIs. We're lucky to be a software-only investor where we can look at growth and product utilization, a number of different metrics. We look at go-to-market maturity. Is the tech defensible or not? And of course, the team and the privilege again there is you are really comparing apples to apples. So as specialists, in our case, B2B software specialist, you know, we're probably not the most compelling dinner party guest, but it does give us the depth of knowledge that allows us to identify the innovators that we think will unseat the incumbents. And I think that the thing that I mentioned, which is comparing apples to apples, I think that truly would set us up for success in making those right decisions and in guiding the companies as they grow and develop. And that includes their ability to adapt and succeed in the context of a downturn that we've been going through. Simply put, we have dozens of examples of software companies we have partnered with who have gone through a similar scaling journey, similar scaling challenges through the micro cycles. And so hopefully it has this compounding flywheel effect that truly helps us.
AI is a great illustration of potential VC specialization, but this paradigm shift is also an opportunity to adopt a strategic approach to technological disruption, viewing them as more than just a sector, but rather as a catalyst for profound transformation. For example, Dawn embraces the picks and shovels mentality, recognizing AI's role as a tool for accelerating businesses forward. It underscores a particular philosophy. Staying ahead entails not only investing in new technologies, but also equipping specialist VC's portfolios to navigate and capitalize on emerging trends.
As a firm, we don't view AI as a sector. And you know, the current environment, it may feel like it is AI or die at the moment. And we're certainly excited by the companies who are deploying artificial intelligence as an enabler, but not for the sake of it. AI for the sake of AI is most certainly not an investment that we're excited about. And of course, there will be companies that are part of the AI infrastructure, whether they happen to be in the hardware layer, perhaps in the foundational models known as large language models, or maybe even in the AI ops. And we probably would look for the most of the opportunities within that AIOps space when it's closer to the infrastructure layer. But we always go back to the fundamental question that we ask of any company, right? Is this a large enough market? What is the pain that you're solving off? What is the urgency of the customer? And so we think of AI almost in the same way that we thought of cloud. It is picks and shovels that can help you accelerate your business. And at the very least, they should change the way that your product is distributed and consumed. So we think a lot about, you know, companies have been cloud first, and right now it is about becoming AI first and just using that latest technology to truly propel your business forward. And interestingly, I think what that means is that all of our portfolio is also rapidly adopting that technology. So it's not just about the net new investment that we're making. If I give you one example, perhaps, of one of the board seats of mine, which is Taiku, and I think that's a really great example. It has this value proposition that we call Everyday AI. So it's already been enabling citizen data scientists, i.e. people who are non-expert data scientists, who are perhaps like myself, are Excel power users, who are becoming more sophisticated using Taiku, business experts, to work together to build AI into their daily operations. And through that, they have become a leader in advanced analytics and predictive AI. Now today, facing generative AI as an innovation potential, Taiku have added and are continuing to add generative AI capabilities to their product to help companies create what they call an LLM mesh. And so overall, they're then reaffirming their leadership in enterprise AI on a broader scale. So it's not just about the net new investments where we will continue asking the same questions as we did before, but it's also enabling our entire portfolio of companies to adopt that technology.
The increasing availability and sophistication of data analytics tools has transformed how VC firms evaluate investments and manage risks. For example, Dawn, as a specialized VC with a particular love for data and automation, leverages technology to enhance various aspects of their operations, from relationship building to deal sourcing and portfolio management, and also integrating predictive analytics to mitigate risks and maximize returns.
Yes, so look, in many ways, using technology is like eating your own dog food within the context of venture capital firms. So obviously, certain things have become table stakes, almost like a hygiene factor, whether it is using a CRM or using data in the most effective way. But you're right, I do think it can be a differentiator for VC firms. And what we've done at Dawn is that we've been building out our internal data team. We're very big investors in data, and so we're bringing in data scientists to help us to build the tools to enable and empower the investment team to be more effective, more productive, and to identify every possible leading indicator as well as lagging indicator. But we don't use it just for sourcing. So we've created a number of products. One is around AI-assisted relationships. So that helps us nurture, build, and identify the relationships smarter. We've got, obviously, an AI-driven deal sourcing and DD. So there we want to enhance our processes of decision-making. But perhaps last but not the least, and that's truly important in the context of a venture capital fund, is that we have some predictive analytics for portfolio management. So the idea there is to mitigate risk through the data-driven insights and to really maximize returns.
Specialist VCs like Dawn, focusing on B2B software, can recognize the interconnectedness of technology with various sectors. While maintaining a specialization, specialized VCs don't operate in isolation from broader industry trends. Rather than developing blind spots, a specialized VC like Dawn can leverage their unique expertise to identify opportunities within emerging fields, intersecting with their specialization.
While we are specialists as a fund and a B2B software specialist at that, that doesn't mean that we have a narrow view of the world of our investments or that we are detached from the context of the world that we live in. And software is really a business model and a delivery method. And it actually touches everything we do. I was thinking about an example and a figured, you know, hopefully we're all taking a little bit of holiday this year sometime during the year. And so if you think about the last holiday that you went on, you know, you probably bought some tickets for an airplane online, and you probably used insurance. If it's an embedded insurance, you would have used of a company called Cover Genius. If you decided to use a buy now, pay later solution and split your payments in two, you probably used a startup that we've invested in, like Billy. The website is probably built on an open source tool. It might use a data warehouse like Firebolt. If it happens to be in your local language, and if I remember, you might pick your tickets in French, you could be using a company called Localize, which is one of our investments. You know, to transact, you could be using open banking protocol, and we've backed Tink and Bright. A bank is making sure that the transaction is safe. They're using a KYC, so they're probably using something like Quantexa in our portfolio as well. And frankly, as you were getting into the car and you maybe bought yourself a coffee, there's probably a dongle, a point of sale solution that is something like iZettle. That was one of our investments too. So, you know, I joked earlier about specialists being poor dinner party guests, and all of this might seem less exciting than the things that you feel or touch. But for something as simple as a trip, software is actually critical throughout. So the way that I personally think about it, it may not be the very shiny and exciting car, but it's the engine that powers that car. And so we may be focused, but what we invest in is actually powering a lot of the real world economy. And so it touches every sector, if you think about it. So it's not about what we're missing. It's about identifying the right opportunities within those sectors or those fields that we're observing.
As LPs prioritize tangible returns, metrics like DPI, or distributed on paid in, become paramount in measuring VC success. A specialization in software, investing in the case of Dawn, aligns with this focus. This specialized approach drives tangible distributions and returns for the LP investors in a specialized VC such as Dawn.
Venture has been a growing asset class. There's an increasing amount of managers. I recently went to a AGM of one of our largest investors, and the stat that they have shared is that there is around 2,500 managers in the US right now that they consider to be an early stage VC investor. And so in a very similar way to the way that we look at our set of opportunities when it comes to the startups, it is important to differentiate, and it is important to define the right to win. And our right to win, our personality, if you'd like, is that of being a specialist software investor. And I think LPs will be increasingly more focused on distributions, right? It doesn't matter until it's in your pocket. And so given the environment in which we have found ourselves in the last few years, it is all about DPI over TVPI, right? So distributions over book values. And indeed, everything fundamentally comes back to DPI for us here at Dawn. It is truly our star metric that we measure our success by. And so we find that being focused helps us deliver on that. Because as a specialist, you have multiple advantages. You know, you are able to more readily identify companies due to the persistent pattern recognition of what good looks like using the Dawn map that I mentioned. Hopefully we can DD companies faster because we ask more precise, more poignant questions. Hopefully we can win more readily because we're referenceable, because we have a similar set or a similar universe of companies we have backed. And, you know, I also hope that we add more value to the companies after the investment because our support is also tailored to their business model and it will be relevant to the building of the software company and it will not be, you know, last mile logistics business or a marketplace. And so it is that flywheel effect that we enter in and that truly compounds that I hope is what drives ultimately distributions and returns to our investors.
Cultural and economic factors shape specialized VC investments in Europe. Taking the example of Dawn's diverse team, this organization enables deep understanding of local markets and regulatory challenges.
So I feel living here in Europe, having grown up in Europe, that cultural and economic factors both influence our approach and our success. And this is one of the reasons that successful VCs require a diverse team. We're very fortunate to have a team that speak 30 languages between us from around 16 different nationalities. And that allows us, I think, to find the best companies locally and to truly speak their language. It means we have local networks. It means we understand how they work and what it takes to grow a business from Paris, France, or Lisbon, Portugal, or Madrid, Spain. And having invested across Europe, we also understand specific regulatory challenges, which can be particularly relevant for some of our fintech businesses. And you're right that economic factors are also important. So the things we ask ourselves are, is the market that the company operates in big enough for that company? Will they want to scale to the US? And that, by the way, is a major focus for us. We have taken around 50 companies from all over to Europe to the US. In fact, we have a very specific proposition for them to hire in the US. And it is really those moments which lead to great success, but can also be existential if they're not done right for a startup. And so especially as we come equipped with the knowledge to be real partners to those companies, and each of those will face very specific challenges and opportunities. And I think being based here in Europe and having the diverse team that we do is what really sets us up for success.
You've been listening to Capital Conversations from IMD. This was part one of this episode with Evgenia Plotnikova. In our next episode, we'll have part two of our conversation, where we'll further explore VC specialization, including regulation, ESG, collaboration with generalist VCs, and discover a pivotal moment in her career as a specialized VC. We'll see you next time.